This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
12 hours and what, 50 minutes?
Correct.
12 hours and 50 minutes.
49 minutes.
To the birds and the boys and someone who played in this game many, 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 many times. And we love him, and he's back for another season with us every Thursday in studio starting at 7:30 for about an hour. Our guy, Mr. Jason Kelce. Jason, how are you, buddy? What up, dude?
I haven't blown into one of these in a long time. I'm really fired up about this.
How are you, pal?
Doing great. How's it going, Joe?
It's just great to see you back. And, of course, you know, your beer is a great sponsor of our show and
Thank
the station.
Thank you very much. Yep.
How's that going?
Beer's doing good. It's beer. It's hard to do bad when you're beer. It's going really good.
Love it, man. Yeah, garage beer. Yes. Yeah. So how was the off-season?
Off-season was great. Got a lot of time down the beach. Got to spend a lot of time with the family. A little downtime. But I'm not going to lie. I am so geared up for football season to get going again. Yeah. I mean, there's something just like in the air, the atmosphere, the energy. And it's not even – I mean, this game alone is going to be – incredible, but
yeah,
it's something about the entire league starting back up. You just, it's that time of year, baby.
Of course,
I'm fired up.
You look svelte, and there's a phenomenon that occurs with everyone who gets done. Like they either get real svelte or they get real plump.
Yeah.
I was the plumper.
You were the
initially.
Plumper.
You,
he was a plumper.
I plumped hard, and
what'd you plump on?
Tasty
beer,
cake and tasty
beer,
cakes.
Beer,
so
tasty
many tasty
cake.
Cakes.
Yeah,
lots. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, and just eating until it hurt still, and then not working out at all.
Yeah, that's a bad recipe.
But you are like, I don't know what, 50 pounds less than what you were playing at.
I was 290 when I played, so I'm right about 295. So I'm right around 30 pounds down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're carrying it well.
Thank you. I feel good. I feel great. Me and Bo Allen had a little weight loss competition this
summer,
which really motivated me. Since that competition has been over, I have been eating ice cream and and a lot of other things down the shore.
Did you win the competition?
I lost. Bo got me.
No. Oh, no.
Bo's got like a young influencer girlfriend and no kids.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Like, I'm like being tempted with pizza and ice cream every single day of
that
my life.
That sounds like an excuse.
It's impossible.
It's for sure an excuse, but I'm going to own that.
Yeah, and, that's all right.
He's doing well. Bo's in a really good spot. He's and he was 330 at one point. And I think now he's about 280.
Well, he had more to lose. That's easier for him to win that contest.
He did, but he started at a lower weight. Bo put on like 5 pounds. So it was a weird competition. It was like adding lean muscle while also losing body fat.
Oh.
He lost. He was under 16% body fat, and he gained like 5 pounds of muscle, which I don't even know how that's possible in the time frame that we did it.
Jeez.
But I'm not asking too many questions. No, he did great.
So, Jason, congrats since we've seen you on the expansion of the family in two different ways. So, first, your daughter, which is your fourth daughter, is that correct?
Fourth daughter.
Holy mackerel, man.
Four daughters.
I'm good at two
you.
Things, playing football and making daughters.
Yeah. You're getting that Olympic gymnastics team ready to go.
That's right.
Not
that's
a football team yet, but maybe a son in the future, we'll see. But
so, flag football or something. You know,
how is it with the new daughter?
New daughter is great. She's actually in the stage now where she's like one of the least problems that we have. She's sleeping a lot better. She's really started to come into her own. Like, she's starting to make eye contact and really be aware of her surroundings, which is a great stage.
But you can't move around, so you don't have to chase
exactly.
her.
Exactly, yeah. She can kind of, like, roll a little bit, but yeah. very minimal movement.
Yeah.
The other ones are complete chaos.
Yeah, like, you
they're
actually have
each
to
other,
follow
they're
them
biting each other.
Biting.
Yeah, my other one, my 2-year-old bit my 5-year-old the other day. My 2-year-old's hard, too.
Was skin broken with the bite?
No, she didn't bite her that
just
hard. It was a mark, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Still, but that's bad.
My 2-year-old is like the biggest problem right now, because she's just like, she, it's crazy how like Mother Nature just like puts things into creatures. Like, she can just manipulate you and look at you.
Oh.
And she does like her eyes and everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's right out the womb able to like manipulate me. And I don't know how she was born with that ability. Learned behavior.
You fall prey
she
to this manipulation.
She can do it to any man. Mm. She can also do it to women as well. But. For some reason, it works better on me.
Doesn't work on mom, does it?
Mom does not bite as hard. I cannot.
This feels very familiar to me.
And then, Jason, congrats to your mom and dad are soon to have a new daughter-in-law.
That's right.
I believe her name is Taylor Swift, and congratulations to your family and your brother's engagement.
As a Cleveland.com noted, local woman.
Local man.
They said local man from Cleveland, but she is a local woman, yes. Very appreciative for her to come on our show and do that.
Good for you, man.
Girls,
so
everybody all
Jason
around.
Kelsey hosted one of the most watched interviews in the history of the world. Like, think about that. Like, seriously.
And the intro was great, man. It was classic. Have you spent more time with her? And we'll get to football in a moment, but with her not on tour now, have you obviously, I would assume, had more time with her over the last few months? Gotten to know her even better?
I've gotten to know her over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I just know, because she was torn and torn and torn and torn, and you know, that I thought that tour went on forever, it felt like.
She was, but she even when she's touring, she can operate, she's all over the place, and she can get places very quickly, and she's made from a very, very early moment an effort to connect in a lot of people in Travis's life, and he's done the same in her life, and I think that that's one of the reasons that they've gotten to where they're at right now, where they're engaged, and I think that the effort has been there on both sides to connect in both of their atmospheres.
Good, man.
You know, we've definitely, you know, as we've gotten to know her and her family, and as they've gotten closer, we've hung out more, but I would say this has been an ongoing thing for longer than a couple months.
Sure. Understood. All right, so let's get to football, man.
Yeah,
so we'll talk a ton of Eagles, to say the least, but we are also familiar with the Eagles. Let's talk about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're the opponent tonight.
Sure.
How good are they, Jason? They used to be really good, not elite, but they were really good. Last year, they weren't close to really good. What do you think what are the 2025 Dallas Cowboys? What kind of challenge do they pose tonight?
I mean, you know, obviously they, new head coach, new defensive coordinator. They have some really good firepower on offense, right? George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson. Their offensive line has been rebuilt. We'll see how that is. You know, I think for a long time, the last decade, they've had one of the best offensive lines in football. And as they've aged and retired between Zach Martin and Travis Frederick and Tyron Smith, they've had to switch over, and they've invested capital, high draft picks. Yeah. So it's I think that they're going to be good on offense. I think that they're going to put up a lot of points, especially with the guys they have out wide, especially if they stay healthy. Defensively, they obviously just moved on from their best player, the guy who created the most issues for anybody that was going to play them. So I think, you know, they are, from a talent perspective, it doesn't appear that talented on defense. But I do think Matt Eberflus is a good defensive coordinator. He's been good pretty much everywhere he's been. He's had a top half of the league defense, even when that talent hasn't been there. They find ways to scheme things, even though it's a very simple scheme with very minimal.
When you say that it's a very simple scheme for Eberflus, what do you mean exactly?
Well, the philosophy, you're going to see two completely different philosophies tonight on both sides of both defenses for both teams. Eberflus comes from the Rod Marinelli Tampa 2 defense tree. They are a 4-3 defense. They don't really get out of that much. They might jump into a bare front certain situations, but It is going to be 4-3.
Some a bare version. Front is when you're covering the center and both go.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Guards with defensive line.
Correct. Five-man front.
James, John's translating that for the audience.
That's good. I need that.
It's important. So,
they do what they do. And they believe in doing fewer things and being able to play at a quicker, faster level because they can operate less with mental trying to figure things out.
And right? It's still mostly Tampa 2 stuff, so that they're too deep and they'll mix it up.
I'm not going to, yeah, for sure. But that whole system is based around Tampa 2 and a four-down defense for the most part.
Yeah, Jason, which is different. A lot of teams are moving more toward the three-down.
Sure.
You know, like we are a 3-4 base.
Yeah, Eagles moved there in recent years.
The 4-3 is. I mean,
even a lot of the 4-3 defenses will have incorporated 3-4 elements.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's fewer and fewer of these just straight up four-down teams, and it allows those guys to play quickly. They'll move the front to kind of mask some of the weaknesses inside, especially when their subs come onto the field. You know, they're going to try and do some things, but it's going to be a smaller menu, right?
It's really interesting.
So Jason,
Vic, it's the complete opposite. I mean, every single week could be a completely different defense.
Yep.
You know, you can be three down, you can be four down, you can be in like a 6-man front,
uh-huh.
and it could be a 3 or 4-man rush, and then all of a sudden it could be cover zero. So,
well, that's what I'm talking about. I believe that this season we're going to see a lot more of that kind of thing from our defense, from the Vic Fangio group, because these young kids, their second year in, they've learned so much more. Like, we can actually do some of this more exotic stuff.
Typically,
to make it hard on offenses.
They can, and they mixed it in a little bit last year at times. And I think typically the coordinators that have that menu, I usually find that the more talented and better those guys are, the less they resort to the extremities
uh-huh.
of them, right? Like, you look at the Super Bowl, there was a 4-man rush the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the beauty of being able to do that stuff is, like, let's say, you know, one of our edges is out or something like that, and they're trying to mask that. They can blitz over there. They can line up another guy on the end of the line over there. They can there's more formations and different structural things they can do to mitigate some of those weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think we're really, really talented on defense. I think if we stay healthy, I know we're missing, or I got some new pieces coming in the backfield, but up front, a lot of those guys played so well. I'm excited to see them this year.
Jason Kelce with us here in studio, as he will be every Thursday. This just happens to be a game day, Eagles Cowboys tonight. One more on Dallas, and then we'll get to the calls here. Jason, James thinks Dallas finishes last in the division, that they've fallen that far, even when healthy.
In
your opinion, Dallas is average, below average, or above average?
Oh, man. The NFC has gotten a lot better, so I'm going to say they're below average. But I think that, you know, their offense is going to put up points. And this is where, like, you know, Eberflus has been this bend, don't break. There could be I could see them being above average very easily. I don't think that they're going to be a competitor this year in any real sense.
Yeah.
I think that they'll be competing for 3 or 4. Whether they'll be last against the Giants, who have revamped their defensive line and look a lot better, I don't know. But I don't think that it's going to be, you know, they're not, certainly not in the same sphere as Washington.
Yeah. One thing I'll say, and I think this will resonate with everyone, and the 2017 Eagles are an example of this. You kind of never know anymore until you see a team play. There's so much, you know, I'm going back in the day before free agency and all that, you know, that's 30 years ago now, but you kind of had a feel.
Yeah.
And now, like, there's so many new players, 20, 25 new players on every team every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the defensive backfield tonight. Like, we don't know. Like, maybe those guys will hang in for the Eagles and be pretty good. Maybe they'll be horrendous. Well, maybe they'll be average. And like, you just don't know until you see a group play together anymore.
For sure. And everything is set up for parity. Right?
Yes,
that's
right.
It's not even just like, you know, you don't know going into the season what these new players are going to be. Like, you know, Dallas is going to face a much worse strength of schedule than we are, right? Or Washington. So they're going to be playing teams and getting more opportunities to win games than, you know, the Eagles are going to play the best teams in the league across the entire season. So it's going to be tougher sledding for us. And I mean, that's one of the reasons the NFL's so good at what they do. They're going to make it exciting.
On a game day.
How much does it matter that this staff is familiar with Matt Eberflus?
I think it matters. I think, I preface that with, I think everybody's familiar with that, Matt Eberflus at this point. You know, I think.
I mean, the coach is trying to put one on one another. I mean, these it runs deeper in some cases.
And it's better. So one of the things that I always hated playing was a new offensive coordinator, first week of the season that hadn't ever called a game. Because it's like,
so we
what
have
am
that
I going
advantage,
off of?
Right? We
well,
are
better,
that team.
It's but you still have a new defensive coordinator with a new staff, with new players. So there's still going to be some different wrinkles, and coaches evolve, and there's always going to be a little bit of new stuff. But in general, it's better than, you know, a new defensive coordinator from the college where it's like, okay, what is this guy actually going to do?
Like last year, the Eagles against Halfley, Packers, yeah.
And I think they knew based on, you know, the league talks and everybody, and there's preseason, you kind of have an idea going into it, but there's always going to be something in the middle of the game. And these guys are veteran enough that they'll be able to handle it.
One thing about week one, you played in it. I mean, Chip had Washington. They had no chance in that game in 2013.
For sure.
Chip presented something.
It was the most dominating thing I've ever been a part of. I was just talking to Will Compton about that. I mean, it's that game, that first half was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable. You take away that turnover in the red zone in the first drive.
Right.
It was, I mean, definitely the most dominant half football I've ever been.
That was wild. All right, coming up.
I will say this. Yeah. Back to the point right here. I want to make this. These guys playing against Vic every day in practice makes them much more capable of executing against anything they see on game day, because they've seen pretty much anything teams can throw at them because of what Vic Fangio has and reps on a daily basis in practice.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.